By the way, whenever I make a party in PSO2, it's always hashtag ball time.
Someone already has the already owns the domain for ballertime.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're just squatting it.
Oh.
They didn't even make a website.
Jerks.
Let's see. Oh no, wait. They're accepting. I could buy it.
Okay. Why
I'll check
not?
that out later.
I don't know what we'll put there, but why
I'll
not?
just make it link to the podcast. Just make it redirect there. Oh.
Hell yes.
So I guess I'll also start this with a slight aside on my end about a stupid thing I did today, a smart thing I did that was also stupid.
Okay. Do go on.
So I test my I test as many people know, I have many cans of pepper spray in my house, and I test them every couple of months to make sure they still fire. And when I got them, I was really wondering about their quality and all that kind of stuff, because it's just like it's a can and it has a plastic label applied to it, and the plastic label's peeling. And I'm really like wondering, like, there's a lot of the it looks like pepper spray. And so today I did a test firing. I also took a Q-tip out with me, and I took a little bit of it off the off the nozzle after firing, because there's just that little there's like a little bit of a drop there. And I did a thing that I had learned online, which is in pepper spray training courses, what they do is they dab a little bit underneath your eyelid, just at the bottom of your lower eyelid, because that's mucous membranes and you can tell about what it feels like. And so I dabbed it, there afterwards, and I didn't, and it didn't feel like anything, it didn't leave anything. And so I'm like, and I looked at the Q-tip, and it was still just like as orange as it was before. I'm like, oh, maybe it dried on there. And I tried swabbing a little bit more of it, and I'm like, yeah, okay, it's nothing. And I throw it away. I sit down on my computer and I start working, and about 5 minutes later, I start feeling like a slight burning. And I'm like, oh, it probably took a little time to get in the skin. And so it didn't ever hurt that bad. Like, it only ever got to feeling like maybe I rubbed a little Bengay underneath, because it was like a tiny little bit of a drop that I swabbed a little bit of it under. And so for like 3 or 4 hours today, there was just this kind of mild heat or burning kind of feeling. And it was all right until I rubbed my eye and smeared a little bit of the oil into my eye. And I just started going like, "Fuck! Why did I do
Why
that?" And I just did it again.
did you do that?
I keep forgetting I put pepper spray under my eye.
How could you forget that detail?
It doesn't hurt anymore. I don't feel it.
Obviously, you do when you rub your eye.
Yeah, I don't rub my eye that often. I rub it way less than I think I do, apparently.
I guess so.
Okay. So that aside, that'll go inside talk. Actually, I guess it's a slight derail. That's my that was a great story from This American Life. About a guy who was he was I'm trying to remember the he went he was trying to like button up his jacket or something like that, or tie a shoe. And so he went to this end of this subway platform. So he could do that, not be in the way of other people. And he went over there and sat down on like this box or whatever that's there. There they keep like the salt and the gravel in case there's ice. And there was, and suddenly this homeless guy gets up and he's like, "Get back! Get the fuck back! I'm warning you." And the guy's just kind of like, "Whoa, dude, whoa! I'm just kind of staying out of the way. Get the fuck back!" And he holds up this Mountain Dew bottle. It's like. Like, "Get back or I'll throw this bottle of piss at you." And before he had a chance to react, the homeless man fucking whipped this 2 liter bottle of piss at him
Hey, I don't like Mountain Dew, but come on.
and drenched the guy in piss. That was the thing. He was eating a Hero before, and he got some grease on his jacket, and he was trying to Oh no, he was eating a Hero and he just wanted to get off the subway, because he didn't want to fill it with this terrible Hero smell. And so he's going there to eat his Hero. And then he finished eating it, and he dropped the paper off near the guy's squat.
And then he threw a bottle of piss at him. Okay. So anyway, that aside.